you're listening to The Ryback Show. Be me.
Welcome to The Ryback Show Live. I am the big guy, Ryback. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are listening from. Happy Wednesday, happy hump day, as they say. And first things first, guys, before we hop into today's show, we may be having a special guest today, paying the bills. You guys, for all fan mail, please send to P.O. Box 75274-0, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. I please ask you to limit it to 1 to 2 pieces with a self-addressed stamp envelope. Podcast audio reviews. The show is available on all podcast platforms immediately following the live, or maybe a 10-15 minute delay, depending on the time it takes to upload everywhere. But your iTunes reviews and Stitcher reviews are greatly appreciated. If you could take a moment or two to go over there, guys, and leave a review of the show. Very thankful for that. Feed Me More Nutrition, available on feedmemore.com and Amazon, guys. We are in November. The holiday season is right around the corner. We do have Feed Me More Nutrition gift cards available now from $10 to $300 on the website. All new customers of Feed Me More Nutrition get 20% off with discount code NEWCUSTOMER at checkout on feedmemore.com. Also available on Amazon as well, but I always ask to purchase off the website if at all possible. Cameo.com/TheBigGuyRyback for all personal videos. Fuel Meals, save 15% with discount code TheBigGuy. Custom and signature meal prep at your doorstep, guys. They have all sorts of meals, chicken, steak, like I've talked about, tilapia, fish. They have all the different vegetables, desserts, breakfast. They make counting your calories and macros a lot easier. Teespring, you can get all this Big Guy versus Food shirt. We have all kinds of Feed Me More Nutrition merchandise, face masks, coffee mugs, Ryback posters, blankets, guys. We got everything. We got shirts for men and women. Teespring.com, the Feed Me More store. My book, Wake Up, It's Feeding Time, available on all podcasts, not all podcast platforms, available on Amazon. Stupid. Available on Amazon, paperback, Audible, and Kindle formats. I'm confusing my plugs. Friends of the show, guys, Zevia, Stevia Sweetened Soda, The Farmer's Dog, Real Dog Food with all the vitamins and minerals for your dog. For real pets, Trupanion, the official pet insurance for Sophie and Little Guy. If you don't have pet insurance, guys, check it out. Even if you don't get Trupanion, it is well worth having. And like I've said, they have helped save Sophie's life with all her back and neck procedures now. So, big thank you to Trupanion. And BioAccelerator, the stem cell company I've used that sent me to Medellin, Colombia last year with Kevin Nash. Man, can't say enough great things about them. They're sending me back in February for my final rounds for my nerves in my leg, my back, and my shoulder. And it's go time. And it's a pretty cool thing, being at the end of the tunnel. Granted, it still seems like light years away, just how time is moving very slow now, I feel like, since we've set the clocks back. But it is right around the corner, and I know that it will be here, and I'm preparing. And I feel good physically, mentally. I feel like I haven't aged today. I feel like I've actually reversed the aging process with my vegan diet, believe it or not, and with all these stem cells, and I'm very, very thankful for them. Check them out on social media, BioAccelerator. Austin Aries also works for them, guys. You can hit him up if you have any questions, any concerns, you want to get some information. They can give you all of that. Follow me on social media. I'm at Ryback on Twitter, the Big Guy Ryback 22 on Instagram and TikTok. The Ryback Show, Feed Me More Nutrition, and Ryback TV on Instagram, and Ryback 247 on Snapchat. How is everybody? You can listen to the beginning of this show, Tropical Game, and in the plugs. And I literally just read that moments ago. So hope everyone's having a good Wednesday, though, here. As we have a little time. Our guest, I think, is going to be joining us very, very shortly, if I'm not mistaken. And I like now, I don't even prepare for the guest anymore. I just like pop on live. Let's just talk. Whatever comes up, Could be good, could be bad. I don't know. I'm, you know, waiting. I think like everybody else here, we got the 2020 elections and kind of just keep checking in. I don't think we're going to know anything until probably tomorrow by the looks of it. I know Nevada, they are tallying up the votes still with that. And they said they're not going to release them, I guess, till Thursday. If I don't know how accurate that is, I don't. But that's what was being reported. So we will see. I put out a thing on TikTok and Instagram. I said, though, regardless of what happens the next few days, we still got to get out of bed and we got to do the work if we want anything in life. And that does not change regardless of who wins. And if you think your problems are going to go away by whoever gets in office, I got news for you. They're not. Only we could take care of our problems. And I'm a big believer on sweeping our own porch. And I'll continue to have that mindset because it has done me very well in my life. I'm looking, do the nutrients work on 12-year-olds now? You don't need to no need to be taking. Healthy diet, physical activity at 12 years old. You know, the kick out immune system support absolutely would be beneficial to taking, but you know, typically 12-year-olds with their immune systems are very strong already as it is. But the kick out immune system support, I think, and then protein powder is something that at any age essentially. There's nothing, but it's supplements are not necessarily. I always preach a healthy diet first and foremost, especially at that age. We're gonna go ahead. Looks like we have a troll in here. We're gonna go ahead and take care of the troll. Always fun. Thank you very much, Doug's Guitar. Do we have any questions today? I'm just going to kind of take a few before our guest gets here. I do have a topic, but for today's show on excuses, but I'd like to save that for another show. How do you start after 30 years of no sport? Bob asks. It's never too late to be who you want to be. You just wake up and decide to start doing it. If you have any doubts, essentially that would tie into kind of today's with one of the next topics I want to do on excuses. You have a fear of something. And it could be a fear of failure. It could be a fear of what other people think about you. It could be a whole list of things. But typically it comes down to if you're making excuses on why you're not doing it, which typically if you're not doing it, which after 30 years, right? How do I do it after 30 years? You do it the same way as if it was year one. You just start doing it. And that's broken down into the lowest degree. Like it's that simple. And if you're not doing it, then there's a fear somewhere in there that you gotta find and you gotta confront and you gotta overcome. And that would be my suggestion on it. But if you want to do something, you do it. Yeah, the Thomas, do I train at any commercial gyms? I go to LVAC. I have my own gym, obviously, here. You guys have probably seen on social. But I may be joining EOS again to kind of mix it up a little bit. I'm not thrilled. The gym I do go to in town, the LVACs have gotten really, really busy. And they've always primarily been busy gyms, but they've gotten like really out of control here with all the influx of people from California moving in. Hello to all my friends in India. We got a good question I just saw on caffeine. Let me see. How much caffeine on Wake Up, and are you an NFL college football fan? The Wake Up Unlimited Energy has 350 milligrams of caffeine for the full rounded scoop. We do suggest you start off with half of that. And the only reason I made it that strong for that is for people that do require a higher amount of caffeine and where that amount is still under a healthy amount for the day's total. You know, we don't recommend people consuming a whole bunch of other caffeine with it if you are taking the full scoop, and never to take more than one scoop per day. This isn't like the other pre-workouts where people will take 2, 3, 4 scoops. You cannot do that with the Wake Up Unlimited Energy. Way too strong. And with the Asian ginseng and yohimbine in there, there's just no need for it. but we do so we make it again so that we could have a balance of having a business and selling that you can appeal to all customers. But half the scoop is actually plenty for most people. Moving on, see if we have any other questions before we are joined by our mystery guest today. Who will it be? Even though I'm pretty sure I put it in the title. If you lose your breath before breaking out in a sweat, you just have to learn to start at a lower level, you know, going for a 20 or 30 minute walk every day. You got to start the physical activity somewhere. That could be a 5 minute walk, depending on where you are at physically, mentally at the time, right? You just got to, we're going to go ahead and knock Jacob out of here. You got to get yourself a starting point, my friend, and you just got to build a little bit of confidence, not compare yourself to other people. And I promise you, in a year, if you just make small baby steps, whether it's every day or every week, you will be very happy with the progress that you have made. I have no doubt about that. And you will go, man, I wish I started this sooner. Hello up north, to our Canada friends here today. The wake up, thank you very much. The wake up, unlimited energy, great stuff. I think you mentioned it before, but a new flavor in the works eventually on that. The goal right now is Pumplexity, getting a great formula out for that, guys. I don't vote, ladies and gentlemen. I have no shame in saying that. I think the system is broken. I think people tell other people, and I think they tell people to vote because they want us. It's a broken system, and they've made a lot of mistakes, and they're going to continue to make a lot of mistakes. And I don't let them dictate my life. I live my life. I sweep my own porch. They take from me all the time. I just continue to grow and build, and I don't get caught up with it. I also have no source of getting information that I trust. I can't make a decision I've never formally met. I don't like to make decisions on people I've not met, don't have personal experience with. Also, guys, the news, we all can acknowledge the news is horrible. I can't have the news on. I can't trust the news. I don't trust people that work in the media at all. So I'm not going to allow them, and I don't have the time to spend trying to figure something out that is going to take me away from my goals and what I'm doing in my life. So that's my opinion on the matter. If you feel the need, you have to. If you think they're going to help you, I'm all for it, and I think it's great. I think it is horrible, though, when I see people that try to frown upon people that don't vote. I think it's a broken system, and it has failed to update. We are in the position we are in. We are not in a good place, ladies and gentlemen. We are putting Band-Aids on the line. We have a lot of real issues in this world that we are not getting done. Nobody's getting done. So, we're all going to find out at some point in time. And if it's not now, it's going to be later. And it's only amplifying that, you know, we're not going down a good road. We haven't been for quite some time. So, but all things do sort themselves out over time. And I just focus on being a good human being and controlling that, what I can control around me in my life. Good question, Arif, here, as we're waiting again for our guest. Ryback, what do you think about Lars Sullivan getting a strong push and go over a legend like Jeff Hardy? I find it hypocritical of the WWE to push Lars after there is proof of him harassing a girl. Arif, I think you should shut the fuck up. You're a mark. That's a mark. Like you're literally, do you know Lars? Do you know anything outside of what you read? You know, I can already tell based on your question, that's what they do. He's getting a push with it right now. He's a believable looking character. I have no issues with it. That's what they do. Hopefully they sustain it if he's able to get a good reaction with a crowd when a crowd is in there. I don't know yet at this point with what's going on. But that's a question that you file a complaint with the WWE on the situation. I hate seeing stuff like that because I'm sure you've left bad comments. And I will say, if you guys are followers of me and I ever see you guys leave bad comments to other people, I will block you. I've done it. I've seen that, and I click on another thread and you see somebody leave a horrible comment to another wrestler and they follow you, blocked. No time for that, guys. Stop it. Worry about yourself. Watch the product. Enjoy what you want, what you like. If there's things you don't like, just don't worry about it. It doesn't involve you. his livelihood does not involve you, and you aren't one to make any decisions for what they're doing. And if you do, well, get in the business then, if that's what you feel, and try to make a change getting in the business. Hello, hello. Looking on here. We respond to any of the questions that do pop up in here, guys. Why does the WWE keep implementing these forced personas that ruins the character instead of improving their wrestlers to make it more entertaining? I don't know, guys. It's their business model. We've talked about that a million times on the Shooting Blanks Wrestling Report. I don't know what the personas you are seeing in wrestling are very rarely. You don't get to see like how I am with all my stuff is 100% me, in which I would try to implement a lot of things character wise, especially things that weren't necessarily on TV. But when you're on TV, you read lines verbatim word for word. So that is all that every wrestler does. And no wrestler will ever get over reading lines word for word to the level that they used to. And it's just the way that we have the proof time and time again to see that. You got to let talent show their real personality, and then you got to expand on that. It's a very simple formula. Good question here. Timothy Larrick, for weight loss. Do you think 2-a-days weightlifting cardio is beneficial? For weight loss, do you think 2-a-days? If you have the time to split up your cardio and weight training, great. I've never cared for that, quite frankly. I like to do my workout, and then I have the energy to do my hard conditioning right after, and I feel great. Now, you know, if you can separate it, I think that's great too. I just kind of like when I'm exerting myself and going all out, I like to just kind of keep it all under one roof and get it all done. And I don't care how long it takes, because then I'm done for the day as far as that goes. But ladies and gentlemen, it looks like the mystery guest has arrived on today's show. We're going to go ahead and I cannot hear you. Hold on.
Oh,
wait, you are.
Yeah, I didn't say anything. Oh.
What's going on?
Oh, big ride back. What's up, my friend? How are you?
Move my chair up a little bit here to get my head a little higher.
Yeah.
The Chris Pavone, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just got back from the beach. No reason to complain about that.
What beach did you go to?
Treasure Island.
Where's that at?
So if you remember, you know, the beaches here, you know, I'm in Tampa, Florida. You go over to Pinellas County, where all the beaches are. And then along the Gulf Coast there, you know, there's like Clearwater, Indian Rocks, you know, all the different beaches. So Treasure Island is it's more south. I like it because easy parking and never a lot of people there. So
what was the beach? Because I that whole time I lived there, I only went to the beach like a couple of times. Like, and it was, I maybe a few St. Pete Beach. I remember a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah. Treasure Island's near St. Pete Beach.
Okay. And then I remember we all went to, I don't know if, did you go with us? It was me, Stu, Wade, Barrett, and a group of guys went to Clearwater Beach one time. And all I remember is Stu, and we're in the water, and a large woman entered the water, and I made an offhand like kind of joke to me and Stu like about like the water levels rising, in which Stu, like when you get a laugh out of Stu, it's like a legit laugh. And I don't remember the exact context of what I said, but I remember just Stu like falling in the water laughing harder than I've ever seen. I don't remember, were you there that day or no?
I don't think so. It's funny you mentioned that, though. I was exiting Publix last night, and I just thought of this. I remember I was thinking of Stu, of Wade Barrett laughing.
Yeah, no, it's a very distinguishable laugh.
Yeah, and I remember telling him a joke, and it was Zach Galifianakis doing stand-up, and he said, Galifianakis said, the young man, the junior high student that had sex with his teacher died. Today, he died from high-fiving. And I remember telling Stu that, and he freaking lost. I don't know why I was thinking about that last night. And then I was thinking what a contrast his on-air persona was so different than the real guy. So it's funny you mentioned him laughing, and I don't think I was there. And I figured it was Clearwater because that seemed to be the beach everybody would go to at the time. I used to always go there. The only time I remember being with a group of guys at the beach, I think it was St. Pete Beach. And it was like me, Trent, Slater.
Ziegler, maybe?
Yeah, and Ziegler, yep.
That was the day I came to meet you guys probably, I think, one time. And I remember, like, I saw Ziegler at the 7-Eleven because I'm not a fan of, like, a lot of people. Like, yeah. And I remember, like, I couldn't find parking, and I was freaking out because I was, like, I just wanted to go to the beach and just hang out for a little bit. And I was, like, I finally made the decision to, like, go out. And then I see, like, Ziegler, like, in the 7-Eleven down there. Like, I was just, like, trying to figure out, like, I went in there because I couldn't find parking. I was, like, I'll go into 7-Eleven. And, like, and then you guys, I think, were leaving, though. And I was, like, oh, man. Like, and then I just went home.
Dude, that's so funny. I love like just the random stories we have because yeah, there's a 7-Eleven. Like the road goes this way, and then the road continues this way in the mainland. There's a 7-Eleven like right on the corner.
Yep.
And I don't go over there often, but every time I pass that 7-Eleven, I think of Heath because same thing. As I was arriving, I wasn't sure where I was going, and all of a sudden Heath popped up at that 7-Eleven. I was like, oh,
hey man.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I remember him telling me a story because I'd go off by myself. And like, I remember that time I was like swimming out a little bit and I was diving in the little bit of waves we have on the Gulf Coast here. And I remember he's telling a story. He's like, I was looking for Croft and I couldn't find him. And then I look back and I see him like splashing around by himself. And I'm like, that's Croft. Right? Oh man, the random stuff that sticks in your mind.
I actually miss Tampa because I always think about, I was like, I used to always go out to St. Pete by myself, which we would usually like Vox too. I'd Vox you sometimes like on the, I feel like over that drive to St. Pete, but I'd go to the Gold's Gym on 38th.
Right.
And then what was the other one on like 60th or like 58th or like.
Yeah. Good memory. 66th Street.
66. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Macho Man, the legend was that Macho Man Randy Savage used to train there, I think.
So yeah, and if you remember, I worked out of that Gold's for a long time too, because there was a Gold's in North Tampa in Water on Waters Avenue, which was like you had to fight a lot of traffic, and it was like pretty shitty gym. Like
that was like on the way to like the stadium, right?
The stadium, and you and I either one of us told the other, we both thought at the same time, the Gold's Gym in St. Pete, easier drive, beautiful scenery, you go over the bridge,
yep,
and just a good spot. It was on 38th Avenue. I think it's still there.
Home of Tatanka, by the way, also, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Not to name drop.
And, dude, I forgot about this until after. I would see him there when I was doing, like, lots of darks and, like, house shows in 2005. I forgot he was – he had that run. Remember in the mid-2000s on SmackDown?
Yeah. Yep.
And I just totally forgot about that in 2009 when we'd see him at Gold. So I never went up and said anything to him. But then I remember, like, you two, remember there's like always like a standoff. Like clearly you're a worker. Like you're in Tampa, you're jacked. Remember you said both of you would like kind of eye each other up, but no one would approach the other.
There wasn't a hello for a little bit. There wasn't a conversation. There might have been a nod. Like the nod might have been a thing. But right. Then I think I got the Skip Sheffield 8x10 up by his. And I think then like that established something. And yeah. then before I know it, then we're like good buddies in the gym, always talking. And then the highlight, the climax of the relationship was he one time snuck up on me and gave me a tomahawk chop off the bench.
He really did?
Like legit. He snuck up and came in and he jumped off of the bench and tomahawk chopped me and it, light as a feather, brother. And I just remember thinking like, man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's so funny because I've been on the other side of it too. I can remember being in like OVW and Joey Mercury had been on the road and we were working out. And so like if there was like kind of a jack dude with maybe some tattoos and tan, he'd say, "Hey Cage," he goes, "Is that one of the boys?" He's like, "He wasn't that metal anymore." And then when I left wrestling, and I'm still here in Tampa, so when FCW was still here, I'd be at the gym, and there was this dude. His name's Ivan. Actually, I actually got to know him. I remember I'd see him at the gym, and I'd say, I think to myself, "I wonder if that's one of the boys." Yep. So I got a point like the new guys, and turns out Ivan was not. I forget how I ended up talking to him once, but anyway, yeah. So that's what Tatanka was experiencing on his end. Like,
I love the random. We'll make up scenarios. But I do. I've seen even guys in like the gym in Vegas. They've come up, but I could tell like it's still like the guys that used to like your would be workers, like the long ponytail, or like they'd kind of have jacked arms, but maybe like a little bit more body fat more than a TV guy because they're not a TV guy. Right. And then, but like now it's like smaller people, but it's still the same like base. It's like the ponytail. There's like guys at the gym and they've come up and like, "Oh yeah, we're workers." And I just popped because I was like, "Oh, they do look like workers. It's the same like build, but just smaller."
Yeah.
Oh man. When's the last time you've been, you go to Lifetime Fitness now out there, right?
See, so yeah, my gym experiences, it's always fun to look at gym experiences, right? So the Gold's on 66 is now like a Lifetime or something.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's not a Gold anymore. It's the, what's the purple one? It's a franchise.
Oh, Anytime Fitness?
Yeah, it's an Anytime. Yeah.
That's a big Anytime then. Those are usually smaller.
And then Wade Barrett comes into play here again. When I was looking to leave Gold's, Wade worked out at Lifestyles in Tampa, like in South Tampa there.
Okay.
Like near where I live now. And so I joined there, and then LA Fitness bought them out.
LA Fitness is the one. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
And then have you seen, it was like fall of 2012. They built on Dale Mabry, one of those huge signature ones. Like it's massive.
Oh really? Wait, yeah. That was the one on that one LA Fitness you're talking about, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. That I worked out there when we were in town for WWE. Cause I saw an indie worker there, this guy Drew, who used to work with a USP Labs, a supplement company. He used to give me like, I don't know if you remember, I used to get like all these supplements from them. He'd give me like bags full of like all their samples. Yeah. And then he was working out in there. I'll never forget. But I don't know if I saw, did I see you that day there? Or maybe I messaged you.
No, you know what? That might've been the time. I remember there was a time, it was Raw, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember a time we were going to try to meet up, but I just couldn't get off school in time.
But yeah, maybe that was it. And then but I ended up going there. I do remember. Mm-hmm. But I was also there. I came back. I know. Was I in Tampa for anything else after that? I don't remember. But did we eat too on one of my times there at the old back where we used to live off of?
We went to Ranch House Grill, I think.
Because Ranch House was there, and then it was Applebee's. They built an Applebee's
by yourself.
Yeah,
I remember you telling me that because it was new.
I remember being so, because like, man, like it would blow my mind to go back there and just like drive around. It's like I get like things, like I wonder like if you get old someday and like I'm going to drive back and look at like my house. Like I sometimes think like weird thoughts like that. And like where I'm like, man, it's like surreal because I lived there for 3 years and so many memories. And then like going back and driving and seeing like they had built like an Applebee's, like I didn't recognize the area I was even in at first. And I go, I used to drive this like every single day. How did I forget?
That's like, you remember like a few months ago, I sent you the outside shot of your old apartment at Camden.
Yeah. Camden Bayside.
Yeah. Cause I was over, I'm not over in that area too often. And I was taking Rachel, my wife, to her, you know, it's my wife for the viewers, my wife, to her home visits. She's a nurse practitioner and she would do home visits and I would drive her around on Mondays and, she's in the house for like 20 minutes. And I thought, oh, I'm going to cruise over to Camden. And yeah, like a lot went down over there. And yeah, it's just fun to do that.
My first memory of Camden when I pulled in, by the way, after me and Fletcher Chase, who's Jason Garrison, who was Fletcher Chase in FCW. Because we ended up living together the first place, but when we, I don't know if it was when I was just driving there to get to the place first. And I like went and got the keys at the leasing office, but I pulled into the in front of my apartment. And the first thing I saw was Seamus carrying a laundry basket doing laundry. And but he didn't know who I was. And I only recognized him because he was the one of the few guys I was studying on before I went down, because I wanted to kind of know the roster a little bit. And I go, oh, that's the Celtic Warrior Seamus Laundry.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
It's so funny. Clearly Russians live here. And, you know, developmental didn't get nearly the coverage it does now. So, right, my only access was getting on the FCW website. And I remember seeing Seamus, Jack, you know, you remember, he looked at his red hair. Then when I got here, remember Heath had knee surgery or something when we first got here?
Yep, he was out.
Yeah. And I remember seeing Heath, and I don't know if he ever told us. I remember seeing him thinking, well, he's not as big as I remember him in his picture, because I thought he was famous because of the red hair, you know. Which by the way, dude, there we go. Give me more.
Only the best.
Wait, I was thinking, I don't want to be drinking this on camera. I was like, oh, wait, no, this is a little plug. I mean,
I got my tooth.
Dude, my favorite shaker.
I'm ordering new ones. The shipping on shakers, the COVID, man, such a real thing. The shipping for my shaker bottles to order them overseas is triple what it was last time. They're more expensive than the shakers themselves.
Oh, man.
Crazy, right? I was like, man, just affecting businesses all over.
Right? Why is that? Do you know?
They won't tell me. Like, they just said, the lady just said COVID. And I go, well, can you, like, she also said, you're more than welcome to look into other shipping options. The problem is they got to be shipped by sea. Cause there's like, I'm getting thousands of them. It's not air travel. So
yeah,
there's like a lot of, it's kind of, usually I have to do this once a year usually, but it's kind of like there's a lot of paperwork involved, and like yeah. it can be a little annoying, but it was, it's really hard. Like you're really limited on your options, and the pricing on it is so good compared to getting it over. Like I used to buy the shakers in the States, and they're like 14 times more expensive here, which is crazy, but yeah, it's insane.
Yeah. Well, so, hopefully that'll, by the time you need to order again, hopefully that'll, maybe it'll be clean or back to, you know, somewhat, I don't know,
Yeah, I'm hoping. That's what I'm kind of holding off for a second to see, because like that's been when you have like profit margins are like important on things, and like it's when you every little bit counts on you. Things I do, I give them away too for free. So I'm like, man, like that like doubles my cost on what I'm, you know, giving away now, essentially. So
yeah.
Oh man.
Like actually, I was thinking about that. Like COVID's gonna be an excuse for like, lots of stuff. Like a guy's gonna get caught cheating on his girl, and he's gonna be like, man, I mean COVID.
we literally blame it on that's the excuse of 2020 is COVID.
Man, yeah.
This internet, I think your internet connection isn't as good either, but I blame that on COVID too, because all the people are online at home, so they it ruins the connection.
Right.
It's actually probably on my end, the cable company.
Oh, really? I haven't seen any lag on my end.
It's I'm seeing it on your end, on mine, but it could be from my connection, because it probably is the Cox communication out here. A bunch of new people have moved into this area, and they haven't they didn't update like 2 weeks ago, and it actually made it worse. So I'm trying, like there's times of the day where the connection like is, because I have the highest internet you can have with them, but there's it the I'll do the speed test, and it's like it's supposed to be like over 300 Mbps or whatever it is, the speed, and it's coming back like under 10 sometimes, and I go, whoa. And I've messaged them, and it's just like it's fluctuations in the day. So,
yeah,
COVID.
Yeah, right.
The what else is going on, man? What's I got to say with the people too. One half of the Dude Busters here, but the to me, what one of the great success stories of post WWE of living a very happy, content, fulfilled life, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, things are good. After wrestling, I had a 9-year teaching career. Now I have my own coaching, life coaching, business coaching practice, which I'm full time in. Hence why I'm on here at 1:41 p.m. Eastern time, which I really love. And and really everything prepares us for the next thing. It was amazing to me how my career in pro wrestling, I was able to use a lot of the stuff translated to the classroom and teaching. You know, it's not like what you know. People think, "Oh, you power slam the kids." Yeah, right. No, yeah, right. No,
yeah. Legit comments. I feel like.
Yeah. Oh, everybody says it. Like they're the first one to say it. And then just transitioning into having your own business, and you know about having your own business, and just all that comes with that, and yeah, we just share a lot of the same principles and like mindset, belief stuff that. It starts and ends with me as far as what I choose, how I choose to react to things, and right, more freeing that way. Even with COVID, right?
No, yeah, we do share similar mindsets. I feel like, and even just humor wise, just for blah. Cause I always say like the guys I get along best with are the guys I usually just laughing with, but also serious conversations is like I feel like we. At the end of the day, like I put out a thing today, I go, regardless of what happens the next few days, like we still got to get out of bed and do the work if we want anything in life.
Right.
Like I can't just sleep in all of a sudden and be like, oh, my problems are all gone.
Right. Man, that's the whole thing in itself. Well, you're right. It's also, thank goodness, that's good news that I'm in control, really, of how I react and.
Yeah.
You know, because if I was at the mercy of everybody else, geez, then we'd be screwed. Right.
Well, that's what's happening, though, with life right now, I feel like, is where everyone's letting everybody kind of puppet master everybody. And I always say, the key is use it for entertainment, much like we would for TV, and try to control it and live real life as much as possible. And have that database of experience and confidence in real life. And then the stuff online doesn't quite have the effect that it does.
Right. And my belief, we've talked about this before, and my hope and what I believe is there's more and more awareness
yes.
that comes from that. Right. And, I think you had said it. I wouldn't be surprised if you see the kids now, the ones, the first generation of being ingrained in social media and our phones. There's been no results yet. We're starting to see results of that. So I think there's becoming an awareness of. You see a lot more parents maybe getting on board, or just regulations where it's like, it's known that it's not healthy to live your life on your device, right? And it's not going to, not everybody's going to participate in that, but I think it will bring at least awareness to it. And I saw a comedian say this once. I forget who it was, but she was talking about, like, she was like, I get on a Twitter war with someone. Or one time my name was trending with all this bad stuff saying about me. And I was like, oh my gosh. Then I turned off my phone and I was like, oh, okay, I'm cool. Because it's like, it's more exists on me, you know? A lot of times it's considered the source too. Just the other day, I saw this Facebook post from this guy talking about political stuff. And he said, man, get ready. And I'm like, at least subconsciously, you're like, oh shit, what's he talking about? And then I'm like, I didn't recognize the name. I'm friends with him. I clicked on his profile. And it's this dude I used to know from wrestling who was out of his freaking mind. Once I saw it was him, I was like, oh, this guy's legitimately crazy. So anything he says is like, whatever. But like just seeing that in print, not knowing the context, it just gets in your mind. You think, dude, oh my, I better like pay attention to what this random person is saying.
That's dude. Joe Rogan actually just talked about this. He goes, it's mentally ill people. And it is, but you can't see it all the time. And I was like, we are now letting it like the lowest as far as having access. It's everyone's on social media, but people that are legitimately mentally ill are able to link up too. And like, they're able to, their voice gets louder on there. But like you said, if you actually like click and can see, which I realized a long time ago, I was just like, it takes the power away from it on a lot of it. Not to say that it's always going to solve it, but it really does. You're just like, whatever. And then like Rogan even said, he's like, mentally ill people argue online. And I was just like, yeah, I agree with that. Like it just doesn't, just shut it off and go live in the real world. Go for a walk in the park. And all of a sudden, like a lot of your problems will go away.
Yeah.
What do you think too? I was I've heard this. I mentioned this years ago. I was like, man, we have restrictions on like drinking and smoking and these things, and that they're clearly bad for you, especially smoking all the way. Drinking, in moderation is one thing, but can be a real problem for a lot of people. But like with social media, like it's like I would be all for social media licenses and like. Having a process to actually like register to be able to even access being online and for kids that I think that like there should be an age requirement to get on there because we will allow kids to actually build real life skills before then they go into this world that, they're not maybe mentally, even adults aren't mentally sometimes capable of handling it. So it's like we need, and not saying we need to like, we're not trying to control everybody, but like, where maybe you got to get a social media number and there's some things in place that where there's accountability that if you act in a certain way that you after three strikes, you lose your social media privileges or whatever it is, where I feel like it would really kind of start policing itself. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
And some other things like social, like if I was going to hire somebody, it's kind of like, you probably see this way now in some places. It's like, let's pull up your Twitter account from 3 years ago. Oh, yeah. You are a piece of shit. Fuck you. So okay. You tweeted this? Like having some like real world consequences. That's another thing. There's things that it takes the heat. You would never say to somebody eyeball to eyeball. I've seen trolls. I've seen trolls say things that you got you never say that in person. But when you're sitting behind a computer and like from the other side too, you just don't put any thought into it. You're kind of like, yeah, screw this guy, F you, yeah. It kind of reminds me of, have you ever been behind somebody that's driving slow? And you're like, let's fucking go, dude. Like, I'm gonna do once the first opportunity I get, I'm going to flip this person the bird or whatever. And you get up next to them and like, they're like, sorry. And you're like, yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
Like, we're real human. Whereas before it was just this like machine, you know, there's no human aspect. And then you see there's an actual person there. It's kind of the same thing online reminds me of, where there's, you know, there's things you wouldn't normally say, but.
Absolutely. No, no, you're right.
Yeah.
I always like too. I tell people, like, I go up, like, in real life, I meet nothing but like great wrestling fans, and then online, there's a lot of great ones, but that's where the bad ones also are. But in like real life, it's like, shake your hand, thank you so much for everything you've done. I like, it's always like really like genuine, kind, like really meaningful, or like fan mail where people take the time to like write their like, how, thank you so much. And I'm like, okay, this is real life. This is what it always was, you know, and then like it's, social media is not real.
Yeah.
It's just different, but
yeah.
How are you enjoying doing the mentorship program with everything, and how's it coming along?
Yeah. Good. Like the coaching and stuff and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny. It's kind of like, it has all different names, right? Mentorship, coaching, life coaching, business coaching, because kind of all under the same umbrella. I love it. Get to create my own packages and income and the whole thing. So it's a lot of fun. I would call it 2 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, we're good. I got 10 minutes or 9 minutes, right? I really enjoy it.
I was going to tell you the book I was reading, a marketing book, though. It was like, what business are you in, and or like, what business you want to be in? It was something on like, what business are you in? Like, I'm in the supplement business. He goes, but what business are you really in to make yourself different? And I wrote down all these things that I do, and I use them on, and I go, oh, I'm in the self-empowerment business. My supplements are part of self-empowerment with the mindset that I'm a big, it's an extension of me. And that's what makes my company different. But that, there's all these different terms, like the life coach. I just use self-empowerment. Like that's what I just try to share stuff with people to give them knowledge, or to open to lead them down a hallway to start opening doors to self-empowerment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And it's the same thing. Like, cause I used to say, oh, I'm a coach. I coach people. And then what I found out is I would say I'm in the business of helping people. Like that's the most basic form. And so today, if I connect with someone, you know, if I can tell or they're not, because not everybody knows what like coaching is, like, what does that mean? Like, so I'll just say, hey, you know, let's you want to talk about this? I think I have some things that may be able to help you out. Let's have a conversation. We'll set up a time to talk. And that's really all it is. That's how I built my client base, is invite, referral. Oh, wow. Yeah.
So for people that are interested in life coaching, in this, so is that whether you recommend them to reach out to you to then, is it just like a free consultation sort of thing?
Yeah, it's like once I learned it, and I work with coaches, because I'll work with other coaches. That's like the basis of it. Some people don't want to put as far as the business side of it, some people want like a quick fix, but like especially with coaching, there is no like quick way to, you know, get people to sign up with you. You get invested in time and relationships. So yeah, like anybody watching this, if they wanted to reach out to me, we would then just connect and set up a time to talk and go from there, you know? Yeah.
No, that's outstanding. That's great, man. I actually did that with one guy when I first left WWE, who he was a great guy. And I just remember at the time I had so many other things going on. But it was like, if that was like, because I've always been interested in that as well, which is why I try to just do more public talking, more with that. But I remember the guy, and like we would do weekly phone calls, and it blew me away, like the improvements he was making, because he was so in on this, and he needed somebody to kind of just help give him some advice and guidelines. And it's like sometimes you need somebody just to hold you accountable. And you know what I mean? And like you brainstorm some stuff, and no matter what it is, and then, you know, you have the week, and it kind of holds you responsible for your actions for that week. Cause he knows if we have that next conversation, and like he has to tell me, you know, talk to me about it. So it's a really cool thing that if people are able to get it, like it's a great thing, especially the people that want that need that, it can make a huge difference.
Right. Yep. Right. It's a two-way street. Like, they got to be wanting to make changes and, you know, and get to see improvements. And also too, some people just like having someone to listen to them, which is something that's surprised me. You know, a lot of people don't have anyone they can just talk to, you know, that they're either feel invisible or whatever. And so, you know, that could be really powerful from the coaching side, just to sit and listen to somebody as simple as that sounds, you know?
Absolutely. Before I take the next call here, though, do we have a prediction with you and Ziggler and maybe the Miz on what the Browns' final record is going to be this season?
Yeah, great question. So they're 5-3, which has exceeded everyone's expectations. They have a new coach. So the upcoming schedule, the 8 remaining games, there are a lot of winnable games. They can go 6-2. They can go 4-4. I'm going to say they're going to finish 10-6.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it depends on who they beat. They need to be the AFC teams, and they'll make the playoffs. Okay. It's been a fun season because you really didn't expect them to be – not just because they have a new head coach, but there was no – training camp was, like, really restricted. And there was no preseason because of COVID. They really got a good coaching staff. So they beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah. Zeke wasn't saying feed me that game either. I love just him and Dak just like having a conversation. Like, man, I really like that Rob back guy.
Yeah.
Maybe you messed up, Zeke.
Yeah. I do feel bad for that Dak. Did you see that injury he had?
Yeah.
That's terrible, man.
So what was the exact injury though? I didn't know what it was exactly.
His foot just like got stuck in the turf and like his foot went sideways.
Oh. And that was horrible. Man, those are horrible injuries. No, obviously anything with the ankle and the foot, because all
yeah.
Especially for a quarterback having to be mobile in the pocket and stepping back and planning. Like, you, man.
Yeah. I felt, you know, you never want to see, like, whether it's your team or not, the individual, you know, the person. Yeah. So I hope he recovers well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I know you got to get to the other call. I appreciate you hopping on here. Where's the best place for people to go to contact you?
Yeah, my website's at chrispavone.com. Same, Chris with the K, chrispavone.com.
Okay.
My podcast, I haven't updated new episodes, but they're all still available. The Chris Pavone Show. And my email is chris@chrispavone.com. So, yeah, and anybody wanted to connect or just have a chit-chat, hit me up.
Good deal. Well, buddy, I'll let you get on that other call, and thank you again.
Yeah, well, one last thing I wanted to tell you. We're talking about the Gandy, where that Applebee's is.
Yeah.
So if you can picture this, do you remember the Selman Expressway that it went through like downtown and it like ended on Gandy? It was the toll road.
Wait, which one is this?
It's called the Selman Expressway.
Yeah, and, like, the toll road. I used to never pay those.
It wasn't. So I always heard they were going to connect that to the Gandy Bridge. And I would think, how is that? Like, what are you going to run? You'd have to run a bridge through Gandy, where the Applebee's
is.
So that's what they've done. And so so we're talking about the stuff that it's pretty amazing to watch things being built. And they've connected that. It's not finished yet. But so if you could picture Gandy, like we're right through where Ranch House Grill is. There's these giant pillars that go through the middle of the street, and there's a overpass now that runs on top of Gandy.
Holy hell.
Yeah. And so I just thought that's pretty cool. Like, you never think there's room to build stuff, but there always is. You're like, oh shit, I guess.
They just start building up. Like, that's like in like all the town, like Vegas is doing the same thing. They're building those all around me up here. And they're also, now we have like all the high rises out here. Like, it's like they just start building on top of each other almost, like, even though we are building out here also, but it's man, it's insane. The population is like, I look, I'm like, man, can you imagine like in 100 years being able to like look back and be like, whoa, it's going to just be insane if we're still here, which we won't be, but it, like in 50 years.
That's the Will Ferrell, Harry Carey with Jeff Goldblum. Like, I hope the sun doesn't burn out in my lifetime. And Goldblum says, like, fingers crossed. Hopefully I'm not here for that.
So, oh, yeah. Man. Well, you look great, though. Everyone, like, I've said, like, somebody told me the other day, they go, man, you haven't aged in like 10 years. I go, I really think it's the stem cells and the vegan diet. And I got to say, you've held it together. Because I see a lot of some of the other guys in wrestling, they get grizzled pretty early. I got to say, old Crappie's still going strong.
Yeah, thanks. It's good living, right? And my Ryback supplements.
Yeah.
I got to run. Eight.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, well, yeah, this was a lot of fun.
I'll shoot you a message later.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. See ya. Good deal. Sorry for the connection on that, guys. I'm not sure why that's the first time the connection has been subpar. And again, the Cox Communication out here, I've actually just sent them a tweet. They message back. They want to send somebody else out here. But every time they come out, I've had so many people out here, they literally will run the speed test. And they've seen it themselves where the speed test will come back really, really horrible. And then it comes back really good. And they go, well, it's working. I go, but it's not working when I need it working. Like, and that's a prime example. And that video is actually going to be used to be sent to them. So maybe it's a blessing. I have that now. I can say, how can I do my job when your service isn't providing me what I need? But I think the audio hopefully came out all right. Looking here, guys. The connection was not great, guys, and I apologize for that. Sometimes there's nothing you could do with any of that. But guys, Chris Pavone, I appreciate you guys listening today, and you've just listened to another episode of the Ryback Show. Feed me more.